Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, it's Melanie Taylor. Thanks for tuning in to Entercom Radio and another edition of Sunday Magazine. And I'm honored this morning to be joined by the Executive Director for the Center for Theater Arts in Mount Lebanon, Mr. Billy Hartung. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning. Good morning to you and all of your listeners. How
yes.
exciting to have a chance.
We have so much to cover. And I was just saying to you off the air, like, who knows if we're going to get to all of it, but we're going to try. So I want a little bit of a backstory, first and foremost, on where you're from, you, and how you became the executive director for Center for Theater Arts.
You know, my story's kind of fun. I am a professional actor mm-hmm. who is also an arts educator. And so I had a career in New York and I did a lot of things. But I married my high school sweetheart, which, you know, as the story goes, you would move home and buy the house you grew up in, which we did. And we filled that house with six kids. And as the bubble got more and more beautiful, I ended up having an opportunity to have an interview to run the very same school that I first had my acting class in when I was 8 years old. I was so excited about the opportunity. But I think the thing that is important to remember is I didn't know I was going to run the center, mm-hmm. but every pure memory I had of what made it so special complemented my life so much that I knew that if I took this job, I would protect those things that are essential. And it's not the dreams of having a career. It's actually the very simple idea of I like myself.
Yeah.
I like the people I'm with. I get to go somewhere that lets me be me and have a voice. And it may not be the best voice in the room, mm-hmm. but I have a voice. And so I've been running the center now. And this is a big gulp for me because I could say three kids later, or I've been running the center for 15 years. And I'm so proud to be here. And what we do and why we do it, honestly, I could do like four Sundays in a row for you about how special that is. But now that I have the responsibilities of the executive director, not an education director, but an
right.
executive director, it's how we do it.
Yes.
Right? How do we afford it? And how do we keep the message and the mission pure so that it just lands just right? And we do that very well to about 400 kids.
Okay. Let's get into it right now. So if someone's just listening and they're like, well, what is Center for Theater Arts? What is it? So I'm going to give the website throughout the interview. So it's very sure. easy. Centerforthearterarts.org. Centerforthearterarts.org. All the information's there. But someone's listening and they're like, well, how is this a nonprofit and what exactly is it? So just tell us, what do you offer? What is it? What's the mission statement?
We are a nonprofit performing arts school. So we only offer the performing arts, which would be acting, singing, dancing, musical theater, which combines all three of those at the same time, which mm-hmm. is the most popular. And then we also have a special actors division of students that come to the center on Fridays, all ages, right, through our oldest student is in their 80s, right? In our special actors division for musical theater instruction. But the school at its core is for kids ages 4 to 18. And they come to the center to grow artistically, right? So
okay.
it's a high quality performing arts instruction for all children, including those with special needs, to develop self-image and self-confidence through arts experiences. So nowhere in that mission did it say, build a resume and go to Broadway.
Right.
Nowhere did it say, become the director or choreographer of your dreams. What it really said is, come and enhance your life with quality performing arts instruction. And you're not getting a grade for it, and there's not going to be a test for it.
No pressure.
And ultimately, you're going to learn. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, you're going to learn, which makes the center stand out for 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. We are a we experience, not a me experience.
I love that. So when you sent me those notes, I love that. Tell everybody, say it again, and how you flip the M. Yeah, I love it.
So it's the we instead of the me. So you are a part of a success, mm-hmm. that you root for others while you're having your success, mm-hmm. right? If you are in a class that has, excuse me, my phone's ringing.
I love this.
But if you're in a class that has a vocal concert at the end.
Okay.
You will sit and wait to be number 19 in a vocal concert, but you will root for 18 people before you,
yes.
to crush it. And then you'll go, it's my turn. Which means for 17 people, you didn't sit there and go, I hope I'm better. You said, I hope they're amazing. Mm-hmm. And that culture creates a we experience. And of course you have a musical. We have 80 kids in a musical. The truth is, Melanie, most musicals are written for 18 to 23 people.
Right.
We are not a theater company. We're a theater school. So I take scripts. I don't change them, but I create ensembles where if the musical had 18 people in it, mm-hmm. and it takes place in a high school, why can't there be 60 high school kids in there? And they all have a purpose and they all have their moment. And in that moment, it gives them a memory of being happy. So when I'm rehearsing for, 40, classes mm-hmm. in a row,
right.
I'm getting ready for, because we have classes that are called rehearsals, I will tell the kids constantly, you are going to remember
right.
5 months of risking and laughing and trying much more than 3 shows with 1,000 people who came to see you.
You
will get together. Isn't it true?
That's so true though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And so you'll go, these are the people that were there mm-hmm. when I went. These are the people that were there when I fell on my face. And I said, well, at least you fell forward.
Right.
So you're welcome.
Right.
Good for you. You know, so that culture at the center is protected. And I protected it. And I'm sure we'll get into the pandemic. But the biggest thing to me is I'm leading these kids mm-hmm. of every class, of every division, of every age, is I want to be somebody that they see that goes, Mr. Hartung's protecting the center.
Right.
He's not saving it. I think collectively, I can call on a lot of people to help me save this organization. But what I'm genuinely doing is protecting it so that we are what we say we are and we do what we say we do. It's just the how
yeah.
will be something that becomes ongoing and more creative.
Right.
So in addition to all those classes, we have about 400 kids a year in a non-pandemic year that come through here and they grow up here. The average time span is 10 years. Kids Jeez. Will come here because they've been brought here in a minivan in a carpool.
Yeah.
And then they yeah. will get their driver's license and be like, who am I picking up on my way to the center? And they're 16. And they're like, we have our own carpool now because we have our own cars, right? I don't know. How'd I do? Did that make sense?
That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect. We're talking this morning, Billy Hartung, who is the Center for Theater Arts Executive Director, and the website is centerfortheaterarts.org. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Sunday Magazine. And why don't you read that mission statement, what the Center for Theater Arts mission statement is, and then we're going to get into how you adjusted this year with the pandemic, and we're going to look ahead into 2021.
So the Center for Theater Arts is a nonprofit mm-hmm. 501c3 organization that offers high quality performing arts instruction to all students, including those with special needs, with opportunities to develop self-image and self-confidence through artistic expression. And if I could say this because we're on the radio, I didn't need to read that to you because I believe it. It's mm-hmm. like truly what we do, and we protect it. And it's our 40th anniversary. Few organizations can keep the same mission for 40 years. Very few have.
Right.
In fact, we had a gala. We had a gala about 7 years ago where the Fred Rogers cast mm-hmm. came, and we did a big tribute to them. And they had shared that when they looked into our history prior to us asking if we could do, collaborate.
Right,
with them,
right, right.
They were so impressed that our mission statement to children was so pure. It wasn't made last week.
Right.
You know, So
let me ask you this. So say somebody's listening before we get into how you adjusted this past year. If somebody's listening this morning and say it's just a personal, you know, a person, or say it's a big organization and they just absolutely love what they're hearing, Billy, and they want to give money to your nonprofit, would you accept that? Would you accept somebody saying,
yes.
Hey, you're like, yes, a nonprofit. Yes, and yes. They love the arts. It's a big part of their lives. Art should never die. And they want to give to this 501c3. What would they do? Would they just go to your website?
Yeah, they can go to www.centerfortheaterarts.org. And the first page they'll see is a Save the Center, keep the center in your community. And they can click learn more or donate now. And depending on how fast they want to do it, they could just hit donate now and say, we have a good feeling about this. Or they can say learn more and read about where their money will go. They will also see that it is not a private business where you're keeping Billy Hartung's dreams alive.
Right.
I have a nonprofit board that is governing everything that I do. They believe in me, so I have a lot of creative impact on the school. They will remind their donors that we are monitoring everything we do right now in this pandemic with all funds donated to be sure that we impact this organization for another 40 years, right? Not just for 4 months.
Right. Love it.
For the future.
CenterForTheaterArts.org. CenterForTheaterArts.org. All right. Talk about magic behind the masks and just in general, what you had to do to adapt this past year, Billy. Billy Hartung, Executive Director, by the way, I should say. I like saying that. Makes me feel good. Okay.
Yeah.
You earned it.
You know, well, the funny thing is I'm a 49-year-old Billy and people often laugh. They're like, how come when you were 8, you were Bill?
And now you're Billy.
You're like, well, I said, because it just, I'm the Labrador that just bounces around your house.
Goes, hey, Billy.
So here's what I had to do. I had to accept that the pandemic was not going to be over in a week. Then I had to accept that it wasn't going to be over in a month. And then I had to cancel all of the year-end showcases and understand that what the kids really missed out on was the we. They missed out on look what we did. And once I accepted that with my associate director, Miss Gray, we sat down and said, how do we get these kids back here? Because they don't need this place for their ego. They don't even need an audience. They just need to be in the room with other kids that love what they do and create and explore and grow. So we looked at all the protocols. I got a school now with 6x6 square tapes, floor grids. I have rolling plexiglass walls that can be rolled in between actors and students while they're singing and they can interact with each other. The place, people are impressed. Public high schools actually have come here and said, how did you figure this out so quickly? But it cost us money to do that.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't want to put a price tag on the space. The space was, we're doing it. Then we let kids know we cannot open until the state of Pennsylvania allows, you know, another phase, which would be red to green, you know, yellow, all these phases. So the minute that we got, okay, these are the rules, we were ready like a week before. We're like, you guys, we're going to do a musical. We're going to do the musical we canceled. We're going to do Godspell. And they were like, what? And I said, yes, just show up. We're going to do it. And I did it with a video camera. So I put 15 kids in each room. They never cross, you know, I don't want to use the word contaminated, but interacted except with the groups that they were with. Then the character of Jesus would move from one room to the next with a video camera and they would pick up from scene to scene to song. There would be a time where three rooms were doing all the same dancing at the same time. And I would just move a camera from one room to the next, and they would be performing for the camera to sell the moment. That's harder to do than perform for an audience.
You're darn right.
And they were like, those are my people inside that camera. And basically then I said, okay, we're going to do another take. And they're like, what? And I said, well, you know, we're going to edit this together and then we'll send it to you so your families can watch it. But the first week, because that was like a 3-week program, our first, you know, launch into this new territory. The first week, the kids hadn't been in a room with other kids for 3 months. They were crying. To be honest, they were not crying with sadness. Their bodies were responding to music being played and sounds being made and emotions being felt in a safe environment where they could share their feelings. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll give you a lyric for those of you that might be listening that are theater or musical theater folks, right? So one of the other examples we had is we had our high school kids here to do a review to Stephen Schwartz.
Okay.
And they're all wearing masks, mm-hmm. and they're all socially distant. And this is the lyric. It's from a musical, Wicked, when we didn't produce Wicked, but we sang a song. The lyrics are, something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. And these kids were bawling.
Crying.
And it was because it was true. Yeah. And all the music that was there and all the feelings and all the commonality of what has happened. Mm-hmm. And we're as kids, we don't have a voice. We're given a place to say, do what we say. But yet the center is saying, what do you want to do? Right. And I think the goal of the center is for me to protect the space to say, you keep this place open, you guys.
Yeah.
You do what I say. Because if you have a role to play in keeping the center here, it's going to be more exciting. You're and I haven't had to close down at all. I'm now doing a musical with 56 kids.
Ugh.
They will never see an audience. They rehearse in groups of 15.
Okay.
Every hour. And I'm going to edit it like a movie. And then they're going to watch it probably in the middle of March after I finish editing it. And they'll get a meeting time, right, where they all watch the link at the same time, a watch party.
Yeah.
And they'll go, that's us, you know?
Yeah.
Really what it is, it is them. They're not playing characters.
No.
They're them during a pandemic. But I want to touch on this goal. People think the arts is about playing a character. More than ever in this pandemic, Melanie,
yeah,
it reveals their character. And in revealing their character, it reveals their respect for each other. It reveals the role that they play in someone else's life. It reveals the responsibility that they have to keep each other safe, yes, but also to keep each other inspired and to hold each other accountable for. You said you would play that role. I need you to play that role because I'm playing my role. And all of that is still happening, but not for an audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening because it's a process that, in truth, like the mission says, it reveals self-image and self-confidence through artistic experience. And this not only happens with kids ages 4 through 18, this also happens on Friday night with kids with special needs under every umbrella you could imagine. They walk in here on Friday, go to their 6x6 square. They never leave it. They don't break the rules. These are people go, do they really understand? The parents of our special needs kids have said they actually think it's the safest place they could ever be because they think the square is also protecting them from what everybody's telling them is scary.
Sure.
So I have 4 dozen teenagers and adults with special needs coming to the center to sing and to act and to interact with each other and also to ham it up a bit. I mean, let's be honest, they love the stage.
Yeah.
I think they think it's their own stage.
Yeah.
But the goal is they too are playing a role in saying, we're going to keep the center open.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do what we're being told. Nobody has said no.
Unbelievable.
Everybody has done exactly what we've said. And that's an emotional currency, Melanie, that I, as an executive director, talk about probably more than real currency, because you got to really earn that from someone. And these kids, the hard part will be, how long does a nonprofit stay open when it can only let 25% in? I mean, I normally have 85 kids in a musical.
Yeah.
Now I have 5 groups of 10, 12, and 15 in a room for 9 months now.
Right.
And I have told people the rainy day fund, I'm not afraid to spend it, but I never expected it to be 9 months of spending that.
No.
You know?
No.
So we're committed to being here, and people have donated. I want to be very clear. There are people that have let us hear their voice that have said, you matter in this community, and your impact on these young kids is noticed, and it's the only place to go. I mean, mm-hmm. I really do have kids that do not see other children for 9 months now, unless it's at the center with a mask on. On my board, I have doctors and lawyers and, you know, pediatricians. I consult with people to say, am I absolutely in line with best practice? And they're like, Billy, you're crushing it. You are doing it. But the kids, the key is the kids are doing it too.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
We had a parking lot cabaret. I called it a carburetor.
I saw that.
The cars parked outside and the kids, instead of a movie, they sang their favorite song. And it was like a cabaret act in the parking lot. And people loved it. Sure. And they were like, this is so much fun. In fact, and I will say this, we're in the South Hills. So mm-hmm. Castle Shannon, Mount Lebanon. I called those the chief of police of both of them. And said, I want you to know we're going to do this because I think we're doing it really well and really safely. But I don't want somebody to call you and say, there's 100 people in that parking lot up. And they were shocked at how much time I put into every protocol. That they said, Billy, most people don't do this, which is why we're called. The reality is we'd like to hear them sing.
Yeah, we want to. Yeah.
What time does the show start? Because everybody's clearly doing what you have laid out. The bravo to you for telling the kids how to be a part of this success.
Yeah.
And isn't that the goal? The goal is, how do you participate in other people's lives as you grow up?
Yeah.
Not just how do you get the role that you want, but what role do you play in the lives of others?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're still here today.
centerfortheaterarts.org. Billy Hartung, the executive director. Billy, we have 4 minutes left. Can you believe it? Only about 4 minutes left. So I want you, in a minute or less, which is going to be super hard, you did already, but touch upon really quickly what the Special Actors Program is.
Yeah. So our Special Actors Program is for students with special needs, mm-hmm. right? From a myriad of syndromes to physical challenges that they may have. I guess the goal is in 1981, when the center opened, someone who had the startup money
mm-hmm.
said, will there be a place for children with special needs?
Special needs,
And the answer was yes, there will be. And nobody knew how to do it, but they knew that we're just teaching the same way we would teach anyone. You do music, strategies. Maybe you'll just have multiple strategies. Here's where we are next decade, 4 decades later. The students in that program in the early 80s were not even mainstreamed, Melanie, in public school yet. But at the center, they said yes to come and be a part of the show, come and be a part of the experience. And all of these moms now had a place in our lobby while their children had a place in a studio to talk and share and say, how are you handling this? Or what are the doctors saying about this? So you have two things happening now.
Yeah.
You have like a common place for parents to understand each other and their challenges. And then you have a common place for kids to come and be released into their best selves. Right?
Sure.
As it moves on, we have half of the kids here have been here for 30 years.
Oh my goodness.
This is like the constant in their lives. And so I say every kid at the center, every kid from Monday to Saturday, Melanie, has a need that's special. It's just on Friday, we don't offer every class so that we can really focus on multiple strategies to success for these adults, students and adults with special needs. And it's a magical program. And we have done shows, you know, every mm-hmm. spring we do shows with the groups of kids and it's magical. I've had a career in the arts and an amazing education background in the arts, but I can give a child in a special needs room a crown and the whole room has turned into a palace. And yet I'll give a master's program, a kid in a doctoral program in theater, a crown. And he'll say, well, when are they building this at? You know? And I was like, this is awesome because the release, right? That's really what we're talking about.
Right.
The release and the repetition and the joy and the ownership is there and what it reveals, independence and collaboration. I had one student one time say to me, he knocked on my door mm-hmm. and said, I need to apologize to them. They're mad at me. And I said, why are they mad? He said, because I said something about our show. I said, well, you can apologize. He said, no, you come with me. I said, I'll stand with you, but it's your apology, right? Melanie, the minute, but here's the thing, the minute that young boy said he was sorry to 35 students, they forgave him immediately.
Yeah, right? They were like, oh, it's over, done, okay.
Like, here we are in our world, and we're like, no, I'm going to make you earn that apology. Yeah, right. I'm going to test you in another 2 months, you know? So what am I saying? I'm saying I have an incredible job, and it's something I am fiercely committed to. And if somebody wants to meet with me at 7 a.m. to talk to me about the center, if you're listening, I'll meet you at 7 a.m. If you're somebody who says, I have a certain amount of money that I want to be sure helps these kids, I will not only show you how it's helping, I will invite you to come and watch and give you the chance to see the impact. People say, well, what about your scholarship program? In 40 years, we've never turned a child away for their inability to pay.
That's any right there into money, itself.
Any zip code. Because it's not just a child that might come from maybe an economic area that is known for, you know, being challenging. When somebody loses their job, they lose a job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When somebody gets diagnosed with a family medical problem, it's a diagnosis and they have to focus. We just keep the kid centered.
Right. Center for Theater Arts. Billy, we got to talk to you later this year because we have so much more to talk about. But we have to end today. We have to end today. Executive Director Billy Hartung for Center for Theater Arts, centerfortheaterarts.org. It is nothing but a pure pleasure to talk to you this morning, Billy.
And you too. Good morning.